I should have known. Ralph had wasted precious time with all his fooling around, and now the cook had returned. We'd been caught in the act. A huge decision loomed over me. Did we abort the mission, or should I grab the meat and hope for the best? My nose was positioned directly above the plate, and fragrant waves of steakness were, clouding my judgment, shall we say, and... Okay, they weren't steak waves. They were weenie waves. But those are some powerful waves, and they made it hard for me to make a clear decision. The man was yelling and coming down the steps. The Labrador's head came up, and he was glaring at me with vicious green eyes. Red eyes. He had eyes, and they were glaring at me. I had to do something, and fast. I grabbed the weenie string in my powerful jaws and headed for the tunnel. I can't be blamed for the broken plate. My plan had called for... We've already discussed my plan for the mission. In and out, no noise, no damage. But that had all gone by the hayseed when the chef had blundered out the door and started yelling. Wayside. It had all gone by the wayside. Anyway, the plate hit the cement patio and broke into 1,000 pieces. By that time, I had made the sprint across the yard and had reached the mouth of the tunnel. I know it was foolish of me, but instead of diving straight into the tunnel, I turned to check on my partner. I needn't have bothered. Ralph was not only behind me, but he ran over me and pushed me away from the entrance.
Oops, sorry. Quick, give me the weenies.
Are you nuts? Give you the...
Hurry. That dog's coming. You hold him off. You're better at security stuff than I am.
Well, that was true. My mind was racing. Okay, Ralph, I'll have to trust you. But you'd better be waiting on the other side. If you run off with my meat, it will have a real bad effect on our relationship.
No problem.
I gave him the weenie string. He seized it and dived into the escape tunnel. Then I whirled around to fight off. Good grief. I'd expected to see the dog charging me. But what was charging across the lawn and headed straight for me wasn't the dog. It was the man. He had armed himself with a shovel, and he was coming after me. And fellers, he looked mad. Red face, bulging eyes, exposed fangs, and raised shovel.
Nope.
Ralph's fat bohunkus was still plugging the tunnel, so I decided to try, well, charm and diplomacy. You shift all your circuits over to sincerity and remorse, and concentrate extra hard on beaming the I didn't do it message to the offended party. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Down came the shovel. It missed me by inches. I went to higher voltage on the sincerity transmission, and if I just sat there, he was going to find his range with that shovel and do great harm to my body. At that point, we canceled the sincerity transmission and threw all circuits over to a setting we call Rocket Dog. I went to Turbo 6 and took dead aim at the back fence. I had no choice but to batter my way through it. It looked pretty stout, probably 5 feet of solid wood, but there was a shovel-swinging lunatic behind me, and I had to get out of there. I felt the G-forces compressing the flesh of my face. All my bodily fluids moved back into my tail section, faster and faster. The earth was whizzing by me now, nothing but a blur. Fighting the terrible G-forces, I reached out and pushed the throttle one more notch to Turbo 7. We had never traveled at this speed before. It was unknown territory. Would the equipment take it? Could our hardware stand such punishment? We just didn't know. We had simulated this contingency through data control, but that was simulation. This was the real thing. I was aware that at any moment my entire body might be vaporized in a violent explosion. A ball of fire, a column of smoke, and no one at the ranch would ever know what happened. They would grieve, mourn, cry, wear sackcloth and ashes for weeks and weeks, but they would never know how their heroic dog had met his end. The fence loomed up before me. My mouth went dry. My lips were parched, faster and faster. The moment was approaching. 5, 4, 3, 2. I stepped in a stupid hole. Who would have expected? But at such astonishing speeds, even the tiniest of depressions on the launching surface can cause a derailment. This wasn't a tiny hole. It was a deep hole, probably dug by that idiot black dog. And suddenly everything went to pot and we found ourselves, well, doing cartwheels, you might say. When I quit rolling, I was lying against the fence. There was the shovel again, and if I hadn't dodged, it might have changed the location of my head. Well, that was enough. It was time to sell the farm, bail out, abort the mission. I dashed between the man's legs while he was reloading the shovel and crawled into a large bush. It was dark in there. I could hear the man outside muttering threats and thrashing on the bush.
Come out of there, you thieving hound. Attila, get him. Tear him up.
Attila? Who was... Oh yes, the big black dog. Gag. I had escaped one form of murder only to stumble into another. But where was he? I cocked my ear and listened. I could hear him breathing. He was in the bushes. Attila and I were occupying the same bush. It was an eerie sound, let me tell you. And what made it even spookier was that I couldn't see him. It's hard to see a black dog in the dark, right? That was the deal. I knew he was in there, but I inched forward and bumped into something big and hairy. I froze. I didn't dare move or even breathe. I cocked my ear and listened. The sound of his breathing had stopped. He had switched to quick quiet, just as I had, and we were now engaged in a very dangerous waiting game. The first one to breathe, silence. My whole body ached for air. I held my breath as long as I could. Then I took a gulp of air. And so did he. I heard it. I swallowed hard. Attila, I don't know you well. In fact, we've never been introduced, but we need to talk. There was a throbbing moment of silence. Then I heard his voice. Right. I realize that from your perspective, this all looks pretty bad. I mean, a couple of strange dogs show up in your yard and, well, plunder the master's supper. Right. But I think I can explain everything. Will you listen just for a moment? I'll be brief.
Sure.
I breathed a sigh. Great. Here's the straight story. You saw that other dog, right? Basset hound, short guy, big ears, sad eyes.
Right.
He's a convicted murderer, and he's been in jail for years. You ever visit the dog pound?
Not me.
Well, that's where he's been until this afternoon. Attila, he broke out of prison this very afternoon and he's gone on a wild rampage. I tried to stop him, but he threatened to tear me limb from shred.
Oh my gosh.
This was selling. I could tell by the tone of his voice. I plunged on. He came into this yard looking for a dog to eat.
I knew it.
He saw you sleeping. I heard a gasp. He was moving towards you. Another gasp. But at the very last second, I smelled the meat cooking and said, hey, killer, take the meat and leave the poor dog alone. Haven't you eaten enough dogs for one day? And you know what he said?
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Take the weenies, take the grill, take the whole yard. I don't care, but just get out of here.
You really mean that? You're not sore about this?
Sore? Listen, fella, I ain't a guard dog. I play with tennis balls, know what I mean? They throw the ball, I chase it and bring it back. That's me. That's who I am. My whole life's wrapped up in chasing balls.
So, if I happen to slither out of here, you, wouldn't be bitter?
Right. Just leave. Look at me. I've got hives.
It's dark. I can't see.
I've got hives. I can't stand stress. Pressure kills me. Big bumps. They itch.
I began edging towards the tunnel. Okay, Attila. Have it your way. I'll leave.
Great. Peace, brother.
Same to you. And thanks for the weenies. You want us to save one for you?
No. Garlic gives me indigestion. Just go.
I shot out of the bushes. The man was standing right there with his shovel raised over his head. Did he think I was going to sit there and let him smash me? Ha! He could forget that. I put some amazing moves on him, juked him out of his shorts, and headed for the tunnel. The foolish man thought he could run me down. Ha! I showed him speed like he'd never seen before. In a flash, I had streaked across the yard and dived into the tunnel and was heading for freedom, but my hiney was a little slow about getting under the fence, and yes, the insane person with the shovel finally scored a hit. It hurt pretty badly and gave me a slight tail concussion, but I managed to claw my way through the tunnel and popped out on the other side. Wow, that had been a close one. I shook the dirt off my coat and was about to go looking for my treasure of captured weenies, but then I heard something that forced me to stop. From the other side of the fence, I heard the man say,
"Attila, get him, boy. Tear him up."
Then I heard the bushes crash. Then, barking at the top of his lungs, Attila hurled himself against the fence between us.
"Come back here, you dirty rat. I'll bust your legs and tear off your ears. Where'd he go? Let me at him."
I thought about saying something to the mutt, but decided not to. What the heck, I had won the prize, and when you win, you can afford to be modest about it. Let him bark. And besides, my mouth was watering, and I could almost taste those barbecued weenies. I set out to find Ralph, never dreaming that, well, you'll see.